the notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. First of all, here's a little piece of trivia for number aficionados. At 5 minutes and 6 seconds after 4 a.m. on the 8th of July of 2009, the time and date, as we represent it here in the U.S., will be 04-05-06-07-08-09. This will never happen again. And just think, we'll be there when it happened. What a great thing to be able to tell your grandchildren. Another thing you'll undoubtedly tell your grandchildren about is your vacations over the years. If one of your vacations happens to be to Great Britain, you might have a chance to mention how, when you stopped to pick a wildflower, or when you wrote a word on a 5-pound note to remind yourself of something, you wound up being arrested and had a sample of your DNA taken. And, even though you were never charged for picking the wildflower, or were found innocent of the charge, you still cannot get your DNA removed from the largest DNA database in the world. You would not be alone. There are over 5 million people's DNA samples stored in the UK's DNA database. That's a pretty substantial number, considering that the United Kingdom has a population of about 60 million, and that includes Scotland, in which police do not have the power to take anyone's DNA who they arrest, as the police in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland do. In other words, probably more than 10% of the population of those countries has had their DNA added to this database. Of those, at least 500,000, and perhaps as many as 1 million people, have never even been convicted of a crime, even the crime of picking a wildflower. In fact, many were never even charged with a crime. But, like the Roach Motel, once you're in, it's almost impossible to get out. In fact, a few years ago, the official policy of the UK police was that all such DNA samples, however obtained, including tens of thousands of people under the age of 16, would be held until people reached the age of 100, an age which, by the way, not too many people in the UK ever achieve. Since DNA is a very personal thing, and since the UK, like the US, has a very poor record in protecting the data it collects, not everyone is happy having that kind of very personal DNA information stored in a UK government database, especially if they were never charged with or convicted of a crime. So a few years ago, two men who had tried unsuccessfully to have their DNA data removed from the world's biggest DNA database took their case to the European Court of Human Rights, a part of the European Union, of which the UK is a member, and whose decisions are binding on all member states. The 17 judges of the court unanimously decided that keeping the DNA of innocent people violated Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights, which states that, quote, "Everyone has the right for his private and family life, his home, and his correspondence," end quote. Based on that article, the court directed the UK to remove the DNA of innocent people from their database. The current UK government hemmed and hawed, and 6 months later, in May of 2009, announced that it would indeed remove those arrested but not convicted of a crime. After 6 years, if you were arrested for a minor crime like picking flowers or jaywalking, and after 12 years if you were arrested for a serious crime, even though never charged or convicted. Of course, this kind of police state attitude may not be a great surprise to those who've been noticing that what was once a model for the world in terms of personal liberty has become the most surveilled society in the developed world. The UK is ranked with the likes of China and Burma in its surveillance of its citizens, especially surveillance made possible by electronic technology, such as roadside cameras that read license plates, laws that require people to produce identification to enter a bar or a club, information which is kept on record for at least a month and often longer, laws that allow the police to stop and search anyone on the street for no reason whatsoever, and of course, the video surveillance cameras, of which there are more in London than there are people. The government claims that all of this surveillance serves as a deterrent and helps to prevent crime. But even a number of high-level police chiefs have admitted that that just isn't the case. What some suggest it does do is give those in power unprecedented control over the lives and behavior of the country's citizens. And it does so in a one-way fashion. Police, for example, can take all the pictures of people on the streets that they want, but can demand that people not take any pictures of police on the street, and, in fact, can take away cameras or even arrest those who are using them. This is very handy during demonstrations when police have been photographed during things which are clearly against the law, even for police. And, of course, members of parliament have built all kinds of exception into these laws for themselves. The upshot is that the United Kingdom has gone from being a paragon of liberty to a condition that some say reflects the state George Orwell, one of its distinguished citizens, described in his novel 1984. So, if you do decide to take your vacation in the UK, you may have some great stories to tell your grandchildren. Whether they'll all be happy ones is another question. If you'd like to be able to hear more stories about life in the electronic realm, with absolutely no surveillance, some of which stories may even be happy, please tune in for future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.